Hello and welcome to this Simply Save podcast from Money Control, a show where we discuss all things money. Earlier this year, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India spelled out the guidelines for a standardized health insurance policy. It's named Arogya Sanjeevani, and all general and health insurers were mandated to offer it from April 1. Since it has announced a series of standard insurance policies across life, health and general insurance segments, the most recent one being the vector-borne health insurance policy. To know more about how standard policies work and how you should evaluate them, we have with us today Money Control's Preeti Kulkarni from the Personal Finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Kita.
So Preeti, could you start by explaining how the standardized products work?
Yes. So Kitna, all these standardized insurance offerings are in line with the insurance regulator's announcement a couple of months ago on getting insurance companies to launch such products with uniform features and clauses. So it started with Arogya Sanjeevani, as you mentioned, in Jan this year. Of course, the insurance company started offering the products from April 1st.
Right.
So let's start with that. Under an Arogya Sanjeevani standard health insurance product, the features and clauses are devised by the insurance regulator, and these will be uniform across all insurance companies. That is, you could buy Arogya Sanjeevani from any general or health insurer, and the features and benefits will be similar. Right. The maximum sum insured on offer is rupees 5 lakh. And the premiums, of course, will be decided by the insurers. This will be the key differentiating factor besides the insurer's network of hospitals and customer service record. So, largely, all insurance companies have priced Arogya Sanjeevani cheaper than their regular products. So, that is the chief advantage. It is cheaper than regular health insurance products that they offer. Next, it was Arogya Sanjeevani was followed by standard COVID policies, that is Corona Kavach and Corona Rakshak. These were meant specifically for covering the cost of COVID-19 treatment. Now, all general and health insurance companies have to mandatorily offer Corona Kavach, whereas Rakshak can be offered by both life and general insurance companies, but this is not mandatory. Rakshak is a fixed benefit policy that promises to pay out the sum insured if the policyholder is diagnosed with COVID-19. Kavach is an indemnity policy. That is, it reimburses your hospitalization expenses to the extent of the sum insured chosen by you. Maximum sum insured offered is rupees 5 lakh in case of Kavach and 2.5 lakh in case of Corona Rakshak. Now, these two policies did become extremely popular, which is one of the reasons why the regulator then decided to go ahead with standardized term insurance and standardized vector-borne policies as well. Again, in case of Corona Rakshak and Corona Kavach, the regulator left it to the insurers to determine the premiums. Now, public sector insurers largely have been charging substantially lower premiums compared to their private sector counterparts. Now, next, the insurance regulator turned its focus towards life insurance. From January 1st, 2021, all life insurance companies will have to compulsorily offer standardized term insurance policy called Saral Jeevan Bima Yojana. That will be preceded by the life insurer's name. It's a simple term cover where you can either pay a regular premium, limited period premium of 5 to 10 years, or a single premium to buy sum assured in the range of rupees 5 to 25 lakh. Of course, insurance companies have been allowed to offer higher covers also. So how this works is the policyholder pays a premium through these modes, and in case of his or her death, the sum assured, the cover amount, will be handed over to the nominees or the dependents. Now, last month, it released draft guidelines for a standardized vector-borne health cover. This policy covers treatment costs related to dengue, malaria, chikungunya, and so on. Now, the final structure is yet to be formalized, and we might hear from the regulator soon. And again, it is likely that all general and health insurance companies will have to compulsorily offer this product as well. So that was the background to standardized insurance covers.
Right. And what is the advantage of buying a standardized plan?
Well, the biggest advantage, of course, is that there is greater transparency. And for a policyholder, what it means is less confusion. while buying these products, especially because insurance products are complex, especially health insurance policies. So now at least you know that no matter which insurer you buy this product from, the features and clauses will be common. You also know that it is not by the insurer, but the regulator. So the scope for feeling shortchanged in future is also narrow. And if you're a first-time buyer who finds the task of comparing complex features daunting, a standard cover can help you make a relatively easier start.
Okay, this sounds like a good idea. But what are the limitations in standardized products?
See, while a uniform product is a great move towards transparency, and also as we discussed earlier, premiums are cheaper than regular covers in most cases. But there is a flip side also to standardized covers. For example, in case of Arogya Sanjeevani, which was the first standardized product that was offered, there is a room rent cap of 2% of the sum insured or rupees 5,000 per day, whichever is lower. And now, other hospital charges like doctor's fees and operation theater charges are linked to these room rent caps. So your total claim amount settled will come down proportionately. So it's not as if, you know, if your room rent is 7,000 rupees and the cap in Arogya Sanjeevani is 5,000 per day. It's not like the difference is only rupees 2,000. The doctor's fees and operation theater charges and other charges will also be linked to your room rent and everything will be reduced proportionately. So your claim amount, in fact, can come down substantially, as we have discussed in our earlier podcasts and our stories as well. So if you were to choose a regular health insurance policy instead, without any such restrictions, your claim amount settled will be higher and it will cause less heartburn, even if it means paying higher premiums every year. Of course, a standard health policy may work well for a first-time health insurance buyer, but for an evolved insurance seeker who does not wish to settle for anything less than premium hospitals, this product may not satisfy their requirements. And as we discussed earlier, while choosing an Arogya Sanjeevani product, you should focus on the list of cashless network hospitals and service standards rather than premiums alone. Now, coming to standard COVID policies, these policies are certainly a better bet than COVID-specific policies offered by insurers. That is, their own COVID-specific policies. Also, if you're overwhelmed by COVID fears at present, you can consider COVID-19 standard covers. Given that the premiums are much cheaper, the waiting period is shorter, and also most importantly, it offers coverage for comorbidities as well. That is pre-existing ailments like diabetes or hypertension. If you are admitted to a hospital for COVID treatment, these pre-existing ailments will also be covered. But you have to remember that these are disease-specific policies. You will need health cover when you're older, and regular policies are, of course, renewable lifelong as well. So if you can afford one, it is best to go with a regular cover with no room rent or copay restrictions. It covers a much wider range of ailments, which is why it will hold you in good stead over the long term. Now, the same holds true for vector-borne covers also. If you can afford it, it's best to buy a regular, no restrictions cover. Now, coming to standard term insurance cover. Its utility is limited, as even now you can buy a simple term cover from any life insurance company that promises to pay a fixed sum assured in case of the policyholder's death. This will help financially secure the dependent's future. Now, of course, insurance companies, the reason why the regulator has decided to introduce a standardized term insurance product is because life insurance companies today offer several other options along with the simple option that we just discussed. Deferred claim settlement, staggered payouts, increasing payouts, and so on, which would confuse a first-time term insurance buyer. So in that case, standard term insurance product works well. But even if you're a first-time insurance buyer, you can simply tell the insurance company that I am looking for a regular, simple, traditional term insurance product that will pay out a fixed sum if the policyholder dies. That's it. So in that sense, a standard term insurance product, as I mentioned, the utility is highly limited.
Right. Thank you so much, Preeti, for all these details. I'm sure it would be useful to listeners while they are picking their insurance.
Thank you so much, Geetha. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.